Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And verse 20 to 24. This is what the Lord Jesus himself said. He says, amen. For I say unto you, are we there? That except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, very religious people, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Uwaka, Ubanka, Shege, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, stupid, idiot, to a Christian brother, Christian sister, you are coming to take communion together. You are coming to take communion with a fool. A fool is your brother. Ha! A stupid man is your sister. Sister Clara, you are very stupid. And then you come and stay with the stupid sister. You are drinking. Hallelujah. Before I read verse 23, let me tell you something. How to identify people who are gossiping you. Eh? Look up. Look at me very well. Look at me very well. There are two ways to identify gossips. Number one is they talk with sign. They will not talk with voice. They talk with their lips. Secondly, when you see two people are discussing and you come among them and they keep quiet, now you that they talk about. And they tell you now, and to confirm that now you that they talk about, when you enter, the one who bring the gossip cannot look at you on the face. When he says, sister, how now? He will say, fine, fine. He cannot look at you on the face. That is their identification. That's their identity. Because his conscience scandalized. He knows what he's doing is wrong. So he cannot look at you on the face. Sister, watch. You will soon know these things I'm telling you about. But I'm praying that after today, that spirit will leave this ministry. You are watching me on air. It will leave your ministry in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, you are bringing your gift to the altar, and there you remember that thy brother has aught against thee. What should you do? Leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. By this, it means there are some offerings that you bring that are not acceptable by God. This is Jesus himself teaching us how to relate with one another in the kingdom, in the church. Keep it. Maybe you forgot until you reach church. As you are coming, the Holy Ghost will make you remember. You get somebody where you never forgive. You get somebody where you quarrel. You get somebody like today now. You are coming before the communion. That break we have will be opportunity to go and make it right. And if it's not something you can make it right, you hold in your heart, you can release it. You can release it. Let me tell you, church, listen. Hallelujah. There is no human being that does not have people who offend them. Are you listening? You cannot, even husband and wife, brother and sister the same place, even pastors, ministers in the same church, you cannot live with somebody so close. The closer you are, the more you become prone to be offended. People who are far from you cannot easily offend you. It is people who are close to you that can offend you. There is nobody. So, when they offend you, some offenses are very, very terrible, very, very horrible. Imagine somebody, you know, blatantly lying against you to destroy your image. And imagine, hallelujah, maybe that person, you know what you have been, the sacrifices you have been making for that person. Then that person, instead of, you know, what it feels deemed fit to pay you back, is to finish you behind you, and not just with evidence, you have evidence to confirm he actually did it. Now, it is only normal to be angry. But this is what William Branham taught us. How to remove that part and still love that person that you know hates you. William Branham said, sit down and begin to think. If you can remember just one thing, one good thing that that person has ever done for you. He said, stay on that one. Forget the 999 offenses he has done. That has is making when you see your eye go change red. He said, stay on that one thing and be confessing it. Oh, so brother, I remember one time when I didn't have transport to go home. I didn't have food to eat. Long time that I was very, very poor. Now I am rich. Hey, that man, he gave me money one day. He gave me, the money he gave me now just 5 naira, but I know what that 50 naira did for me. Oh, I will never forget that day. And that brother, it was his last 50 naira, he just took it and gave me. That brother. Forget any other part, he said. The more you confess that with Abraham, say, the farther the bad one will be leaving your heart. The farther the bad one will be going. And then before you know what, love begin to build inside for that person. As you begin to confess the good one, even if somebody reminds you, see what this man did, you still repeat it to the hearing of that person, the good one the person did. Oh, how you can never forget him. Oh, how you can never forget him. That is how William Branham say, that is how to remove hatred and unforgiveness from your heart. Practice it. It works. It works. Praise the Lord. The more you stay on the bad things that the person has done, the more the hatred and the anger will be building. When you see, you will see devil. It builds until he will greet you, you can't answer. And you're looking for every opportunity to strike the person, either with your mouth or with your hand. And you know something about anger? It reacts with the body cells. It reacts with your hormonal system. It can cause cancer. It can cause incurable sicknesses. It dysfunctions your body. Your body system gets confused. The cells get confused and develops cancer. But see, people who are always happy, their bodies are harmonized. They are always happy. And that is why you don't see them with unnecessary wrinkles. Certain sicknesses, they don't, well, because, you know, they are always happy. When you are coming with frown face, instead of them to join you to frown, they will crack one joke. All of you will begin to laugh. You go laugh so you go forget your problem. They don't have problem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Around me, if you come to my house, joy, 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 whoever, joy, 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 joy. Because I know this secret. Amen. I teach what I have confirmed. Amen. Most of those sicknesses you suffer, including even diabetes, it is your body system that is no more in harmony. You've allowed frustration to disturb you because nothing is working around you. It's not able to trust in God and be happy under any condition. You are there frustrated as if when you get angry, the situation will change. Why not do the things that will make the situation change? Instead, you are adding it to yourself. A woman looking for fruit of the womb. One of the things, the reason why is the fruit of the womb, it causes miscarriage, like your body system, anger. There's no woman that has a spirit of anger when they suffer miscarriage. Miscarriage. Because when the anger comes, and what did they cause the anger? Why you carry my slippers? I want you not to carry my slippers. Slippers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I dry my clothes for here. You can't shift and can't dry your own. I will show you that I am from where? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have not had people, when that spirit come upon them, they will even scorn God. I will put this Bible aside. You have not had people like that? Oh, I have seen it. I have had it. I will put this Bible aside and go anywhere to deal with you. Just imagine that. A Christian talking like that. Over what? Hey, praise the Lord. Because of 5 naira change. Now, because of 5 naira change. Ike, you do this for me. Ike, you do this for me. Ah, you do this for me. Ah, what happened? You see text message of one girl for your husband phone. As if, if your husband decides to have girlfriend outside, there's anything, sister, you can do to stop it. Tell me now, tell me what you can do to stop it. You can only stop seeing the text messages, but you cannot stop the relationship. Very foolish women, therefore, we scatter the marriage. Scatter it. She's looking for fruit of the womb. Scatter it. Then you have finished dealing with the man. Now, because during ovulation period of women, their characters change. They're not going to answer me now. During ovulation, their character change. The change in that character is supposed to make them appear in a way that will attract their husband to them. Because it is time of life. Amen. But before it comes, there is a mood change. And then you scatter everything. And next tomorrow is your ovulation. So the fight is on, until your ovulation comes to pass. You greet IK. IK, look, IK, leave me alone now. Leave me alone. IK, I'm sorry now. Okay, I'm sorry now. Because you want to make a baby. Okay, I'm sorry now. And I'm sorry cannot charge the man that is already discharged with anger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is a celebration of love. Let me say something and close. Hallelujah. The reason of this celebration communion service is because, like I said earlier, the reason why you love somebody there are only two or three reasons why you will love someone. Why you must love someone. Two reasons. Number one, it is because you are of the same blood. You love your brother. You love your sister. It's because you are of the same blood. Am I correct? Am I correct? If anything happens to your blood brother, blood sister, it affects you. You will cry so day. You will do vigil so day. But the person that is not your brother, you don't feel it like that. You only sympathize. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. It's a social sympathy. So that they will not say you don't care. So, sorry. And I'm telling you something. Apostle Paul say, you behave like that to one another because you don't discern the body of Christ. You don't understand the body of Christ. I keep saying this thing and it's so difficult to achieve. I don't know why. If your blood brother, blood sister is in the hospital, you are there morning, afternoon, evening. But when another blood, a higher blood than the blood of your father and your mother, the blood of Jesus Christ, that link you together, my brother, my sister, you are aware is in the hospital. Some of you won't even remember to even make a phone call. How now? Talk less of visiting them. Or you begin to segregate within the church. You belong to this class, you belong to this class, you belong to this group, you belong to this group. And people of certain class, they now flock together. Then when certain lower class want to join, hey, excuse me, find your level low. Inside the church. That is the kind of Christianity we have. Let it not come to pride. No, that's the truth. The blood of my father. I was telling my wife. I said, I traveled home 2 weeks ago or so. I said, as I sat down, Ramadan period. My own blood sister. While I went to greet them, they were doing their prayer and so religious. And I was sitting there in the palace, I was waiting for them to finish their prayer and come. They were shouting outside there in the prayer. And I was thinking, I said, oh, see what ignorance, see how serious they are. If these people die now, I will never see them again. Same father, same mother. That's my concern for them. That was all my concern for them. Maybe as I'm speaking now, my elder sister, Ajia, you are watching me now. She got this station for her room. If you don't give your life to Christ, you are finished. Ajia, you are finished. My true brothers and sisters are you who have the Holy Ghost. And that is what we are coming to demonstrate, the bond between you and I as we take that bread and that wine. We are here to celebrate love. We are here to remind ourselves the bond, what joined me and you. That is what communion service is all about. To remind you what you, when they join me and you, what is the bond? And it is a fellowship of love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 21, and chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, and from verse 1 to 5, it explains this fellowship of this love. I wish we had time to dissect those scriptures verse by verse to catch the importance of the need for us to love one another. And now this is the consequence of the wrong communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, please meditate very seriously on what Apostle Paul was saying. And then come boldly and be partaker of the communion. From verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This too in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he has supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. See where I am going? For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, I'm going down. the consequence of eating the communion wrongly. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And all those Jews and all Judas and all the rest of them that were guilty of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you know what happened to them after the death of Jesus. If you are guilty, the same thing will happen to you. Verse 28. But let a man examine himself. Don't come anyhow. Look inward first. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. You are drinking a curse. You are bringing a curse upon yourself if you eat and drink unworthily. And I've told you what constitutes wrong communion. He said, for this reason, verse 30, for this cause, many believers, many Christians are weak and sickly among you. And even many do what? They sleep. Sleep there is what? Death. Many are weak. Weak where? Weak in your prayer life. Weak in your spiritual life. You get so weak until you cannot handle temptation. Because of the way you approach the Lord's table. When you approach the Lord's table, you are actually coming to renew your covenant. You are looking, going back to the Calvary, and the power that was released on the cross on Calvary is renewed in us. So when you come in the right way, you come as you should come in a proper way. After every communion, you become stronger spiritually. But instead, after communion, as you go now, as they pursue you before, for your dream, that's when they go continue to pursue you. The slightest temptation, you fall. A man touch you, one kind touch you, one kind, you fall, yakata. A woman dress one kind pass, you fall, yakata. It's evidence you are weak. And yet, every month, you take the communion that is supposed to be a source of strength, spiritual strength. The more you take communion, as the age goes by, your Christian age, the better the image of Christ is formed in you. It becomes easier to love. It becomes easier to even love your enemy. Love becomes so easy. People begin to see you. You begin to get more and more odd. You are odd. Carnal people will see you as odd. Because what they expect you to do, the reason you cannot do is because the power to do that thing is not there. Negativity is far from you. The image of Christ is formed more and more on you because of communion service. There's power in coming together to take the communion in its right way. Yes, you are so weak until you can't even cast out the devil. You are so weak until which they chase you away, come up from your compound. You are so weak until you are afraid to go to your village because if you go there, you feel die. You feel much poison. You are so weak until you are afraid of everything around you. Christian, you are weak. As he said, you are also sickly. All manner of sicknesses are found in the church of Jesus Christ. When he says, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They will lay hands upon the sick, the sick shall recover. Why is your own not going? Why are there so many sick people in the church? Why is the devil defeating people until we are sitting down here like this and we'll be hearing a funny death taking place among us? It shouldn't be. We are the prophets. We are the watchmen. We are the intercessors. Is that the promise of God? Joshua said, no, something is wrong. Until they found Achan that brought a Babylonian garment into the camp of the Jews. strange gods were following Jacob. Laban has to pursue him. Rachel, you are coming to Israel with your father's gods. So many of you are coming to Christianity with your tradition. Tradition of where you come from. It can't work. Devil will pursue you. The spirit behind that tradition will pursue you. You can't forgive a brother until he come and beg you with wine. You cannot attend his function until he come and invite you with wine. You are not the one giving somebody celebrating. The person celebrating is the one task for his brethren. For his brethren. Ah, brother, it is not so in the beginning. It's not so in the beginning. It's not so in the beginning. It was not so in the beginning. The brethren that believed, they were of one accord. The brethren that believed, can we read it? Acts chapter 2. It was not so at all. Hallelujah. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Verse 42. And they, all those believers, continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Oh. They continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Fellowship. And in breaking of bread. And in prayers. They were continuing steadfastly, regularly. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and did what? They did what? They had all things in common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread. They were breaking bread, this communion, from house to house. And did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Number one, they had all things in common. You here, brother, sister, you have car. Even if rain, they fall. You go to drop somebody at the bus stop here, you won't drop the person. You are going with empty car. Okay, it's even different. Because of the dangers around now, you won't carry somebody you don't know. But what of the person you know? You know, this is a church member. They see him. They went from house to house, breaking bread. Visiting one another was a common thing. Now, uncle, who has time to visit anybody? And that is what we are supposed to be restored to. And we shall be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why evil people die. People die because of wrong communion. That's the consequence. People die. Untimely death anywhere in the church. If you nurse grudges against somebody, you do evil behind somebody, and it is a true church. If this is a true church, after today, repent. Oh, if not, after communion, na burial will they go. You know something about this God we serve? If what I am preaching is the truth, he must confirm it. I'm not throwing a curse. I want somebody to see reason to repent and be a Christian. Don't stick the feathers. Don't act like you're an eagle when you are not, when you're a vulture. Birds of the same feather, they move together. You don't belong here. Why are you here? Why are you pretending you're a Christian, making people think you are one? I'm afraid to even introduce church members for employment because I'm afraid that they may go there and disgrace me. I'm afraid. Fear. Because we are being infiltrated by tares and serpent seeds and carnal people. People come to church and steal. Still answered. Still inside church. Inside church.
Let me find it. Church.
To tell you that some people are doomed for the rest of their life. Repent, oh! You better repent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, confess your fault one to another. What does that mean? And pray for one another. I am supposed to feel free to come to a brother and say, brother, I have this weakness. And believe that you will take up the burden, counsel me and pray with me. But these days, you must be careful. You say it finish, you will go gossip and somewhere. He tell me by himself. He said day before yesterday, he go meet prostitute. See, he did that, they dance. He tell me by himself. I'm not lying. See, God will judge me. I'm not lying. He told me by himself. And you think you are saying something. You are a devil. Because you have just betrayed Christ. And as much as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. When you hit a Christian, you are hitting Christ. And Christ said, he cannot be crucified a second time. We should feel free to come and tell one another, say, I'm having this problem, pray for me. Anytime I see a handset, I go thief him. Please pray for me. I don't thief 60 now. He's there for my house. Hallelujah. So let the man today examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Examine yourself first. And finally, the Bible says, and the times of ignorance. What did God do? He winked at it. You didn't know what you were doing before. So that's why God winked at it. You didn't know the effect of gossip. You didn't know the effect of backstabbing. If somebody is good to you, and you pay him back with evil, directly or indirectly, you never go free. It's a wisdom for life. So please, continue to do good, no matter what anybody says. There is a God that fights for the innocent. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to do what? Repent! That's the whole purpose for this. I want us to reorganize this setting called church. The bride assembly. Let the attraction for people coming here, let it not just be the power, the gifts here, but let it be love. By this shall men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. God is identified in the midst of his people by the display of love among them. Repent. Let's bow down our heads. Just repent. I hear so many things. Pastor John Paul comes to brief me regularly the kind of problems he encounters. Between husband and wife, between brother and brother, brother and sister, between business associates, Pastor John Paul. And that's why I'm so angry. I'm talking the way I'm talking like this. Something you hear say in this church. Please talk to God, somebody. Help me to be a Christian. Help me to understand the benefit of Calvary, what the cross is all about. I want to be a Christian. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long. To be like thee. Oh. through life journey from end to glory. I only ask to be like you, to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth I long, oh, to be like him. On true life journey from earth to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Can we stand up? We're going to sing hymn number 28. Fill my way every day with love. Hymn number 28. Everybody now, oh, let me walk, blessed Lord, in thy way thou hast gone.
It is through
the land I will. Everywhere to the sun and the moon. Be my way every day,
Lord. Be my way,
hey, be my way every day with love.
Never let me fall in darkness. Keep my path free from
sin. Free from wrong and my soul.
Heal my way.
Heal my way every day. To be over,
will
be over. Trouble, and
but abide in my home,
in my home.
Let me
sing, let me sing, bless the King. All the way,
Lord, fill my way, fill my way.
That's our prayer. That's our prayer.
Love, feel my way.
Let me hear the brothers. Hallelujah, brothers. Oh, in my way. Jesus.